The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well.
Football tonight.
Football is tonight,
that's
yes.
That's right. I think it's Lassen
and
Foothill. That's right.
Broadcasting Palisade, live.
Broadcasting live tonight, starting at
7:30
tonight. So get ready to hop on there and listen to a great, 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 great game. Okay, good morning, hon.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday. You should have a Friday song.
It should be Friday. Walking on Sunshine. Fine, Walking on Sunshine, Jared. He's got it.
Currently 52 degrees in the downtown city. It's going to be about 97 today. I'll tell you what, driving here this morning doesn't feel like it. But we're loving these days. Clear tonight with temperatures around 62. Saturday calls for a high day. Oh, they're calling it hot at 97. I guess they haven't lived in Reading when we do the National Weather Service here. Because that's like, okay, lollipops and sunshine. Sunday calls for a high of 99. And then we get into, now remember the water slide's happening tomorrow. So you're going to have a good day to get out there and ride down Placer Street in your water slide. Again, tomorrow's going to be 97.
Slide the city.
Slide the city. Money's going to call for 98. Tuesday high of 93, Wednesday high of 88, and Thursday high of 86. I know what women are going to be doing this weekend. If they've got free time on their hands, they're going to be switching out their closets. I've been hearing it on the street. I'm switching my closets out. You know, you have a little transitional pieces in there, but, you know,
I already
went dark on my nails. I'm ready.
Guys are going from sandals to clothes shoes.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's what you're doing.
That's it. You know, but
and you change out your ammo bag. Okay.
Yeah, it's a different kind of cami.
Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated. Yes, we're still running our air conditionings. both units. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, senior veteran discounts. 365-3793.
And we're here with Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Maine. I'm so excited to be here today.
You know what? You're just a cheerful person. You know what? We miss your predecessor, but we really like you.
It's the coffee. Don't let it fool you.
No, but you love what you do. And there, you know, again, it's really nice to see people who are infectious. And you really are fit the job very well. And it's really nice to see you totally come in with a new pet that you get to select.
Yes.
And you bring in, so far you've been bringing in wonderful pets. Now, what do we have today?
Today we have Lucy. Lucy is a one-year-old lab mix. I think she's a little closer to one and a half, but about that. She is adorable. Little black lab with the most expressive cute eyes who just wants love.
She does.
She's a little shy at first. We've worked with her a lot, and at first she wouldn't come to the front of the kennel when you'd walk by. You know, she got kind of scared, and just over the last week or two, she's been just running straight up to you, wagging her tail. She's used to everybody now. She went to PetSmart yesterday, and she did amazing, and they were upset I was taking her today. They were like, "You took my PetSmart dog," and I'm like, sorry, she needs to be on the news and on the radio today.
We need to find a happy home for her, a forever home, because she is adorable.
And she is fully grown.
And so she's laying here, you know, quiet. She did keep her eye looking at just Bob, as all the animals do. Not quite sure, you know, if they're going to do something or if he's going to do something. Anyway, he's a big guy. Anyway, what kind of home is she?
Well, she's rated for a home with children 8 and up. She's good with cats and other dogs. So she's pretty much an all-around sweet thing. She just, you know, she's a sweet little baby. She just needs love. And she really will, she, you know, like, will melt in your lap. Like, my last dog last week is just kind of, like, looks for affection and just wants to be petted, and that's it.
Right.
She stares at you with these big eyes. Just love me, and that's it. And that's all she needs. She does not require much but love.
And she's ready to go home.
She's ready to go home today.
Today.
She's actually spayed, and
right.
everything, she's ready to go today.
So if you're looking for, you don't really quite want the puppy, and you're looking for a year-old black lab, you know, still very trainable at one.
Yes, and she sits really, I actually don't even have to make a sound to make her sit. I make eye contact and point, and she sits right down. So she's also really calm for her age. So that's another plus. And she's not big for a lab mix. You know, she's actually fairly on the smaller side. So.
Yeah, labs have a tendency to go, you know, loping around and running into things because, you know, that's just the way
they're
are.
They're playful.
But she's quiet and behaves well. She's good on the leash.
Yep.
All those things.
Yep.
She needs it forever.
Yeah,
that's all she needs.
That's all she needs. So far, all my dogs just really like to nap on this floor.
It's because they've had a goat pee on it before.
Yeah, we have had a goat pee on it before. She's probably like, what, goat pee? Is that kind of like a .com or something?
Hey,
no.
I work at Haven Humane. No kind of pee scares me anymore.
There you
exactly.
Go.
We haven't had a camel pee in here yet. But we
but we have Wild Kingdom coming in today, so
yes,
we are
do.
Just not sure
oh,
what's going to happen today.
What do we have? We may have an iguana or some kind
I
of,
wish
I don't
I
know.
Could stick around
you
for
know,
that.
Last time, Jared, we had him in here, a porcupine went right underneath Bad Bob's
feet. We don't
feet.
Need any snakes.
He was going for the wires, and they couldn't get him. They couldn't get Porky to turn around there, and Bob wrestled it on the ground. So we expect you to do the same thing.
Will do.
All right.
Hey, Amy. Coming up, we have Bark and Wine.
Oh my gosh,
let's,
I'm so excited.
Let's bring that because you know before you know
October
it, here
1st.
We are, the middle of September,
it's 2 weeks from
1st.
Tomorrow.
So, right.
That scares me. But anyway, the tickets are still for sale. Let's get going on talking to everybody about what this is.
Okay, so 9th annual. We've been doing this for a while now. We have a big, fun wine, beer, appetizer, sampling, dinner, and I say dancing. I don't know. It's not on the poster, but I plan on doing it. Like,
there's
for
a
sure.
band. There's right. a band. So
there's
you're gonna be
live music. There's silent auctions, and everything supports Haven Humane, which
everything.
Is just such a great cause. So if you can't, you don't have the room, you don't have the space, you don't have the time for a dog to adopt, but you want to help
or
our shelter dogs
yeah.
or our cats or, I mean, our livestock. Come out and support it because it's an amazing, it's going to be so fun, you know.
And we have a great time there.
Yeah. It's going to be.
All right, tickets go on sale. They are on
sale
now. Where do you go?
Havenhumane.org.
Okay.
You can call 241-5262 to get tickets as well if you don't have access to internet.
Yeah, just give Haven Humane a call. Trust me, we'll get you a ticket.
I mean, when's the last time you got dressed up to go do something fun? That's what I'm looking forward to.
Good,
you know?
Good stuff. And you're going to. I think co-MC with Mark, or
well, I think yes, and but you're going to be, you've got a part in it too, the whole thing. So it's going to be a great time.
Let me get clear on this. So it'll be a great, but we always have a good time. But again, we like to bring light to it because it's Haven Humane, and we have this partnership with Haven Humane, and we really believe in the fact that our community needs to support Haven Humane, and we've got beautiful pets. Animals that are well cared for that being trying to be placed. So thank you, Amy, and good luck.
Thank you so All much
right.
for having me today,
we'll
guys.
See you next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody. And again, it's 53 degrees in the downtown studios, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, and it's a veteran-owned business with Espresso Joe's that gives the best coffee, has cold drinks. It's got it all there, and it's starting to get, you know, start to cool off. 52 in the morning, get in and get your coffee. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor. It's simply outstanding. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley are just wonderful people. Support this community. Open 7 days a week.
When we come back, we're going to talk about 5 things you need to know this Friday and some other stuff that's in Carl's craw. So let's take a break. We'll be right back after these messages here on this Friday morning, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Coming to the Cascade Theater, the annual global film festival you won't want to miss. Saturday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m. at the Cascade Theater in Reading. The screening of the 2016 Manhattan Short Film Festival. Tickets available at the box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday.
Good morning.
What's my name? What's my name?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
We're talking about American Pie. Carl,
I just watched it for the first time.
You know, I cannot believe that you've never seen it before. Classic.
I just watched it, and I thought, what's the big thing about this? And after I watched it, I went, okay. I can understand. You know what?
Coming up. Please don't ever.
No. Okay. There'll be no apple pie.
Okay,
23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on Friday, the 16th of September.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Properties by Merit and John Scaife there. You know, he heads up the whole thing, and he represents many clients with both commercial buildings and for your own residential clients, for your own residential needs, whether you're selling your house or your property or you're buying a house or a property. John Scaife is the guy to go to. He can negotiate the best price. He has done it before. He's done it 1,000 times before. He can do it for you. A great, great group there. Properties by Merit and John Scaife. Give him a call at 338-2112 or check out his website at pbmerit.com. All right.
All right. Five things you need to know Friday. Number one, looking for an iPhone 7, good luck. Apple's iPhone 7 goes on sale today, but you might have trouble finding one in stores. In a statement, Apple says the jet black model on the iPhone 7, as well as models of iPhone 7 Plus, sold out during the online pre-order period. So it didn't even hit the stores. So, just AA.
Well, why would people, and then there's other people that are waiting, they're waiting 24 hours or longer in a line to buy is it iPhone 7?
I guess that's what it is, but they're out of luck. because they were sold. Probably their name goes on the list. Okay, on number two, Brexit looms large at EU summit.
Yeah, well, Brits are leaving.
European Union.
The French are talking about it also.
European Union leaders will meet for the first time without the United Kingdom on today to discuss how to keep the alliance together and avoid new defections now that Britain has voted to leave the bloc. Leaders will focus on issues such as migration, terrorism, and globalization that are creating problems as well as divisions among the EU's 27 remaining nations.
Oh, you think? Oh, those all seem pretty big.
Number three, it's Mexico's Independence Day, really.
Today.
Mexico celebrates its independence on Friday, that's today, with parades, music, and fireworks. No, it's not Cinco de Mayo.
Which really
Though some Americans get the holidays confused, Cinco de Mayo commemorates Mexican Army's unlikely victory over French forces on May 5th and the Battle of Pueblo, Mexico's Independence Day. Commemorate September 16, 1810, when Father Miguel Hidalgo Castillo urged Mexicans to rise up against the Spanish-born ruling class in Mexico. Brass bands will fill the streets and government reenacto el grito, or the famous cry for freedom in major government palaces.
Wow, cool.
All right, next one. ITT to shutter all operations. In the wake of devastating federal sanctions announced last week, ITT Educational Services and Company plans to close its doors Friday, ending a long run for the troubled for-profit education company.
What, and you know about this one is this is a perfect example of the government going after some business, and they never had a chance. They kept saying, they said, look, we don't trust that you've got the funds, so you've got to put this much money into a bond. So they did. And then the government comes back and says, look, if you don't put this much more money into a bond, we're going to cut off your aid to your students. So they came together and they got more money to put into this. I mean, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. And then they came in and they checked their finances and they said, well, you don't have enough money now. Well, you just told us to put all the money into this. Well, that's too bad. And they cut off the federal funding to students, you know, for loans.
Exactly. Department of Education barred IT&T from enrolling new students who depended on federal aid and required the company to increase its reserves to $247.3 million.
Yeah.
The added federal and state scrutiny included accreditation concerns proved too much for the Carmel, Indiana-based institution to handle, which said its focus and priority now will be to help students 40,000 as of June 30th with their records and future educational goals.
Congratulations to the government for making for doing something like this. That congratulations, and I've got my tongue so far in my cheek, it hurts. That how can you do something, you just keep wanting more money from them to prove that they've got money, and then when they can't, and then you go back and say, well, look, you've got to have this money. Of course, they forced them out of business. Think about this, my friends. Anybody that's taking money from the feds, if you got students taking money from the feds, if you got any type of educational organization, they want to take that money away. Remember the anti-discrimination law that was pulled back, thankfully, out of the state of California, where they said if you discriminate in any way, even if you are a religious-based institution, then we're not going to give people Cal Grants, we're not going to give them any type of money. And it would have destroyed private colleges and religious institutions in this state, but somebody brought it up. It's similar to that. The feds just came in and just kept wanting more and more and more, and it put them out of business.
Okay.
I'm not saying IT&T was the best in the world, but this is a textbook
ITT.
Way of taking ITT out, or
right.
taking a business that relies on money from the government, taking them out.
All right, our next one, some in circles may consider him a hero. Some will think that he's the biggest traitor that ever happened in the United States. Well, as we know, Oliver Stone handles these controversial people. So Snowden hits theaters today. And, of course, it's about the tale of the infamous 2013 leaking of classified government documents. And the National Security Agency whistleblower 9 times in Moscow to capture the needed authenticity. He went to Moscow 13 times in order to meet with Snowden, who's living in Moscow. So what? How do you feel? How do you feel about?
Well, you know, this is somebody else brought up a good point the other day, and I forget who it is. And they said, "Well, wait a minute, before you condemn Manning, you know, Chelsea Manning, the army,
right,
that gave up all these mm-hmm. secrets, which I continue to do, by the way. Chelsea Manning was a soldier." And or whatever what his name was before, was a soldier had taken that oath. It's somewhat different than, you know, in my mind, it's completely different. And you got other people working out there. They take, you know, they get background clearance. So this man took an oath that he would, you know, support and defend the Constitution and defend our country by turning away, you know, hundreds of thousands of classified documents. Oh, no, you broke the rules there, buddy. And now you're in jail. Of course, from this, after this 8 or 9 year sentence you're going to get, they are giving you the sex change operation, something you probably couldn't afford if you were out of the military. Mm. So kind of think of it as, hey, I'm getting all the sex change operations I need. The Army's going to pay for it. Yeah, I got to spend 8 years getting 3 meals a day, being taken care of, watching TV, you know, getting to be able to work out.
But you still haven't answered my question about Snowden.
Snowden, it's the same thing. Snowden cut loose a lot of things that probably the American people needed to know. But yet, if you're going to do that,
do it for the American people.
You're going to do that, then you know you got to pay the price. Mm-hmm. It's like Megan Rapinoe right now. She kneeled during the playing of the national anthem when every other one of her teammates was singing the national anthem in an international game.
Representing America.
And she was representing America. So what she did then, you know, it's one thing to be on a professional sports team and you want to do this, but you are representing our country. The country that so many people love, want to emulate, want to come to. And there you are with your own personal agenda, Megan, kneeling. And the coach had talked to her and said, look, this isn't like a regular, you know, Washington State, Seattle game you're in. This is you're representing America. We have a standard here, and the standard is we stand for our national anthem. We are representing our country. And the vast majority, of course, of our country, vast majority says, hey, we stand for our national anthem. Yeah, there may be things in our country that aren't right, that things that have to be changed, but so many great things about our country. Well, Megan chose to take a knee. And frankly, I think maybe at this point, maybe people ought to start thinking about Megan Rapinoe Day right here in Reading and the street named after Megan Rapinoe. Maybe we should have named it after somebody like Maurice Johannesson, you know, that actually has done a whole lot for our community. Anyway.
Well, okay, we're going to
have her, to... But again, it's her right to do it, but it's also my right to say what I feel about
it. Yes, and that's why I know that was a good segue, actually, about... How do you feel about that? And there's such a symbolism when it comes to the flag. Yeah. And, you know, you stand up and you remove your flag and there's etiquette and, you know, the flag's not supposed to touch the ground. And, you know, there's certain things that you do just to honor. It's called an honor thing. So to kneel is, it puts a whole, like, a feeling in a darkness. There's a darkness around it. Hey, but there's not a darkness around this next headline. Sex crazy tortoise fathers 800 save species. I know that gets your goat.
Get my goat. I want to know what he had for breakfast. Jared says breakfast. I want to know what his exercise regime is. Well, we know how he exercises. So it's what it was. 800. He fathered 800 tortoises. Is that right?
Saved a species.
Single-handedly saved a species.
They call him a sex crazy tortoise. Oh, my God.
We got to take a break here. Remember, the 12th annual Reading Dog Pound Poker Run is tomorrow. Raining Cats and Dogs is where all the money's going to go to. It's going to be this poker run is going to raise money for the organization, Raining Cats and Dogs. It's going to be starting out there at Wind River and heading on out to Lakehead. And it's going to have a great time out there. For more information, give them a call at 949-0680. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, right out on Larkspur Lane. If you're looking for short-time care or long-time care for your loved ones, to keep them in their home, to make sure they're okay, you're not going to find any better than Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, Businesswoman of the Year, Business of the Year, voted best in the North State. She understands completely your needs. She has handpicked all of her care people, all of her, all the people that work for her. They've had background investigations, extensively trained. They're all insured and bonded. You can't get any better than this. So whether you've had an operation, you need some help short term, or it's a long term, keep your parents or keep your loved ones in the home. It's Home Helpers. 226-8350. We will be right back after these messages with the doc.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. Now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, I'm Barry Tiffin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Well, you know, we have a great Friday here, and we just get all excited about, you know, so many conversations, topical things. And with us this morning is our beautiful veterinarian, Dr. Carrie Tanna. Good morning.
Good morning.
And be with us as we talk about, here's our portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy and his group of professional NRA instructors. Hey, on the 23rd and 24th, let me make sure that's right, with 24th and 25th of this month, it's a women's only class.
You'll be teaching.
And it can be free. It can, you've got a chance for that to be absolutely free.
To give like one scholarship
no,
or something?
No, all students can have a free class, but you have to call 999-1822 to find out why and how, and or check out readingccw.com. Same classes we teach all, but it's got, you've got a chance for it to be free, and it's totally up to you. All right.
All right, in our monthly series, we love this, with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital, and it's just they're located, of course, on Hilltop. 244-2287 is their phone number. And good morning.
Good morning.
The last time you were here, we got so involved in like little critters that dogs can pick up, but it was very interesting about the study of not like kind of like the study of disease, and you can make it in a way that somebody doesn't, you're not getting lost in terminology.
Right.
What are we talking about this week?
I thought we would continue our talk because I have a few more diseases to chat about.
Yes, and I think it's fascinating because, you know, I go to the doggy park.
I have a couple too.
Well, we go to the doggy park regularly, and we know that, you know, we have pet of the week that comes on. Today's a lot of animal stuff, but that's all right because we're getting into fall. You know, are we through flea season?
No. I mean, here in Reading, honestly, we're never through with flea season.
Okay, that's good to know.
It doesn't get cold enough to kill them. I mean, if we're up in Alaska and it's freezing, yeah, absolutely. You can stop your flea preventative in the winter, but here,
it's so if we drop the temperature to 35 in the house, would that do it?
It could.
About what it is right now in the studio.
Freeze
huh?
you out.
We were talking about ticks before in the last month. I remember the tick conversation. Mm-hmm. And I remember you saying that Lyme's can be from dog to human with the tick. It can rebite with the disease.
It can rebite. So it's important to remember that you cannot get Lyme directly from your dog, but your dog can carry a tick, and that tick can crawl off your dog and then bite you. And if that tick is carrying the Lyme bacteria or Ehrlichia or Anaplasma or any of these tick-borne diseases, because ticks carry a whole bunch of diseases that we can get as well, then we're going to be exposed to that.
Mm-hmm. I have a great tick story, but I can't tell it.
And what is tick fever? Is there a tick fever?
There is Rocky Mountain spotted fever. There's a fever that's caused by several different tick diseases, like Lyme. I mean, if you get Lyme, you will
develop fever. What are the symptoms of Lyme?
So usually it's joint pain, fever, lethargy, same in dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't have any symptoms. Sometimes humans don't have any symptoms. And you don't always get that bullseye.
So if you don't have any symptoms, are you sick?
Technically, yeah.
Okay, because you're carrying it.
Yeah, because you're carrying it. And that Lyme bacteria can flare up anytime.
Can you pass that to another human?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, I'm just wondering.
Yeah. I know. Good question.
If it's a blood disease, you know, like a lot of blood diseases, you know.
You're saying that Zika can be transferred from male to female, but I don't know.
But if it's a blood disease, I mean, because other blood diseases can be transferred through, you know, sharing of blood or bodily
saliva.
Fluids, saliva or that. But no, you can't.
Right. But you need a host. So you would need the tick. So the tick would actually have to bite you and then bite your husband or your wife or your friend.
Your buddy. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here at your house. We're having a great time having a couple beers. I got four ticks on me.
Well, it can happen. So don't.
Chances are you've got Lyme disease now.
Well, you know, guess what? You've got ticks are, you know, it's part of being in nature. If you're a hiker, guess what? You probably got ticks. Yeah. Or a tick, not got ticks, but you could have had a tick. I mean, I lived in the country. I remember having ticks in my hair and my ears when I get home and have to pull those puppies out.
Yep.
I mean, you may think it's gross, but that's part of being... You run in the mountains.
Yes, I do. And I did get a tick-borne disease.
Did you? Listen, nobody's looking at you like you've got some kind of weird thing.
I know. I was bitten by a Lone Star tick, and I have what's called a meat allergy. Technically, it's not an allergy. It's a sensitivity, which means that I can't eat red meat.
Because of a tick?
Because of a tick.
Mm-hmm. See, this is what we love about you. We love that you bring this stuff to people's attention.
You're bringing a disease to it.
Is
that why you started really studying it? Because after you got it?
No. No, I've always loved zoonotic diseases. It's been my special interest since I started vet school, really. Mm-hmm. But when I lived in Virginia, you know, I was running in the woods all the time, and I would always have ticks on
me.
Yeah, and so I kept landing in emergency rooms, and we finally figured it out that it was a tick-borne disease.
Oh, because you would eat red meat, and then you'd have some kind of weird reaction.
Okay.
Yeah, red meat or the other white meat. Can't eat pork, you.
I was going to say tuna.
No, that's
chicken under the sea.
Right?
That's chicken of the sea, so you should be okay. That's right. If you get pig of the sea, it's no.
Okay, all right.
So you got that. Now there's something I never knew, that you could get something called Lone Star disease, and it will cause you to have a severe allergy to pork and red meat.
Yep, and some people have an anaphylactic reaction.
The kind where they shut down.
Mm-hmm. They can't breathe.
Mm-hmm. And they can't breathe.
Like a peanut allergy.
Uh-huh. Like, you know, so you need the EpiPen.
Yeah.
Which now costs $4,332.
Okay, well, oh, my goodness, I know.
No, wait, there might this conversation this morning, I love, this is the kind of stuff that makes me feel like really, you know, God speaks to you and tells you that you're doing the right thing at the right time, because there was just a conversation we just had where you brought information where people may not have known about this, that are driving their kids to school, and it's more information, because I'm not sure, how do you even discover that you would have that? You have to go through major mm-hmm. blood tests, right?
They can test for it, but you find it's process of elimination, because that's not something they're going to test for. You know, it's not a very common problem.
So here, have a hamburger.
No.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Okay, so this may be it. Okay, have a piece of chicken. Okay, you're okay here.
This happened in adult life.
Adult life, yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the last probably 6 years.
Okay.
6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I used to be able to eat a hamburger. I cannot. And they do say that... Carl's laughing at me.
Well, no, it's just I've never heard of this, and I think of all the time. I mean, I was stationed in Virginia. I can't tell you all the times I've had tick bites and had ticks on me, and little squads of them doing tactical maneuvers on our bodies out there in Quantico, yeah. Because we're always out in the woods out there and mm-hmm. having to have them removed in this. And now you're telling me that there's diseases out there that can, that can literally cause epileptic shock, not that I can pronounce it, if you eat a hamburger.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's, well, it's fascinating. So what do you call it again?
Zoonotic diseases.
Zoonotic mm-hmm. diseases. Did that come from discovering, has it been the last 6 years, or mm-hmm. was it prior to that?
Mm-hmm. That started even before I went to vet school. I always knew that was something I was interested in. And have in the back of my mind, I've always wanted to work for the CDC.
Well, can you break down what it's called? Could you spell it? Zoonotic.
Yeah, but Z-O-O-N-I-T-I-C. So a zoonosis is a disease that's transmitted from animals to humans. And a zoonotic disease is, you know, yeah, the same thing.
From animals to humans.
Right.
So you want to go to the CDC and leave us, huh?
Oh, maybe. Eventually.
I think it's fascinating. It's just fascinating.
Do you do any research now on it? Things like that?
No, I just read in my spare time for fun.
Well, is there some kind of...
And the only reason I was laughing was... You are just, you know, the epitome of health, and I mean, you're, you know, Spartans, and you know, and all the things that you do, and then to hear that, by the way, it got me too, and I, you know, and I knew about it, and it got me. Imagine just that little bit of information. Who knows? There could be people out there right now that are having these problems, and have no idea why they have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, that right there was really interesting.
And the cure is just you don't eat meat. That kind of meat.
I mean, once it's in you, that's it.
You know, they do say that eventually you can overcome it, but honestly, it's not worth it for me to even try.
Right.
So how do you overcome it? Just by continue eating it? And like
they say over time your body can fight it. Just like if you if you have Ehrlichia or you have Lyme, your body eventually has the potential to clear it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they won't and you'll be a carrier forever, but sometimes you can clear it. So I think it's the same way. I don't know, because it's relatively recently that they've been talking about this, you know, within the past 5 years or so. So I don't know.
So is it a new disease? Or not new?
I don't know that it's new. I just think that we've just discovered it. That people are now coming out and saying, hey, I have this problem. And they're finding a big group of people, of course, you know, in the East Coast. Or
And it's from a tick bite. And they can track it
down to a Lone Star tick. And there's so many different types of tick. But this particular one.
That's fascinating.
So with Lyme's disease...
I mean, I'm sorry you've got this, obviously, but it's, well, it's fascinating to think that...
You're walking around here.
I mean, we were there. I mean, I was there. Uh-huh. I mean, I was out walking around that whole area, I mean, years out there at various times.
Tick Central out there.
Oh, it was, and everybody had ticks. And, I mean, you know, maybe not fleas, but we all had ticks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you'd spray yourself with DEET. I mean, you know, DEET became the, you know...
Which is not healthy.
Which is, you know, kind of like the sauce, mm-hmm. you know, that you put on your body that the ticks would love.
Ick.
And so, okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. Dr. Kara Tennant's our guest, and we really haven't gotten in probably into what you really want to talk about yet. But it's just fascinating when you start talking about how these, you know, we love our little animals there, but how do we prevent them from bringing in home a tick, and what do we do with those kind of things? I mean, can we talk about that?
Sure.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Foreman's Jewelry, right off of on Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You can't say enough about them as far as you're looking for jewelry. Linton that loves it there. Foreman's Jewelry, best selection of estate jewelry out there. They've got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is at Foreman's Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And they're open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Good people there. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Element. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
$100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Baby.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. PCR
54 degrees in the downtown studios. Go on.
Going up to 97 today.
That's right. Lows of 62. We have with us this morning our veterinarian, Kara Tennant, Dr. Kara Tennant. We have a few minutes left, and we've talked about some of these wonderful names that are long and they're so informative. Two that you mentioned at the break. Let's hit those.
First we have to turn on there.
All right, here we go.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about Cryptosporidium, because it's a interesting...
Cryptosporidium.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a waterborne parasite, and this is a parasite that you hear about frequently, you know, with these Cryptosporidium breakouts in, you know, like Phoenix, and then recently in Ohio this summer, where... someone has a blowout diarrhea episode in a swimming pool, or they have contamination of their water supply, and people are getting sick and hospitalized. And it's transmitted through water from contaminated fecal material. So usually an animal will defecate in the water source, or a human.
Well, that's what you see up, you know, where you used to be able, you could drink water, out, you know, on, mm-hmm. you know, out of the streams. Great. Everybody goes, oh, it's so mm-hmm. pure. Well, if animals have been in it, that's not clean anymore.
Right. Yeah. And swimming pools, you know, like public swimming pools are chlorinated, but Cryptosporidium isn't killed by the normal amount of chlorine that's in a swimming pool.
Well, that's why they are, you know, on Slide the City, mm-hmm. they were just going to have it, you know, just be a, you know, a big pool. And a county says, Nope. That can be infected. So they're making them run it through a special machine, bring in mm-hmm. more water, and or just so the water just runs one time, or it goes through a purity machine of some kind mm-hmm. to make sure it's clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
now that makes sense.
How does one avoid that? You may be swimming in an area, or it could even be a portion of maybe an alcove at the lake.
Yeah, and so most of these diseases you are exposed to because you're swallowing the water. So if you can avoid swallowing the water, then you should be pretty fine. So this goes for something like Giardia and Cryptosporidium. And Giardia is killed pretty easily by chlorine. And so you're not going to have trouble with that if you're swimming in a public pool, but you will be exposed to that if you're swimming, you know, say, in Lake Shasta.
And don't drink the ice cubes, or don't eat the ice cubes in Mexico.
You're an outdoor person. Have you seen these things like these straws
mm-hmm.
that are supposed to take out 99.9% of everything? Will they take this out?
You know, I think they do. I'll have to look.
That's one of the things they talk about.
In the Prepper Survivor stuff that you...
I have one at home.
Yeah.
Well, so do I, because if you're out there and you just, you know, if
yeah,
you're out there
I run with
running,
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you hope it works, huh?
I hope it works. Yeah. That'd be trouble.
Okay, what else do we have to... Yeah. What other crypto something?
Yeah, so that's Cryptosporidium, so don't swallow the water.
Okay.
And if you've had diarrhea, don't go swimming, you know, in the last 14 days. So the next one is leptospirosis, which is...
Let's go back just a second. Oops. If you've had diarrhea, let's say you go to the lake, whatever it is, and you get something.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying don't swim for 14 days?
If you have diarrhea, potentially you could have Cryptosporidium.
Okay.
Okay. And if you're swimming, you can swim in the lake, but not a public pool. Because if you have a problem, then
yes.
you can expose everyone else swimming. So mainly this is trouble with children.
Is this what happens on cruise ships when people get sick?
It can. Yep.
Okay, curious about that. Just came to my mind. All right, so that's because you don't know when you're sick what's going to happen with your bodily fluids.
Right.
Okay.
So leptospirosis is a bacteria, and it's typically found in standing water. It's transmitted through the urine of mammals. So a raccoon urinates, or a deer urinates, or a fox. And then we get exposed to it, or our animals or our dogs get exposed to it, through the mucous membrane, so eyes, nose, mouth, vulva, and anus. So they can get it just by swimming. They don't even have to swallow the water. They can get it just by, you know, just by swimming.
So what are the symptoms?
And we can, too.
Okay. So what are the symptoms for this, for our pets?
Yeah. So vomiting, diarrhea, kidney failure, liver failure. And it can cause neurologic disease. So leptospirosis is a really serious bacteria because it can really, really make us sick.
And it's standing water. So
it
where
can kill you?
It can kill you.
Okay, so from what? Where would you typically see a puddle of standing water that would be pee from urination from the wild animals?
Yeah, so what could happen? So it doesn't always have to be standing. And it doesn't rain a lot here, so we don't see a lot of standing water. Back in Virginia, there's a lot of standing water there where you just have, you know, swamps almost.
Mm-hmm.
That is lepto heaven. But here, like, if a raccoon urinates in your front yard, and then you let your dog out to go to the bathroom, and your dog is sniffing around, their nose, which is a mucous membrane, has contact with that urine, they're going to be exposed.
Okay, and they just love sniffing that kind of stuff.
Oh,
anyway.
They love sniffing that.
Oh, look, it's raccoon pee.
Yeah. And we have a lot of wildlife here, so it's something to know. And the interesting thing, too, is you can vaccinate your dog for it.
Oh.
Yeah. And the cool thing about cats is they can be exposed to it. Same with Lyme. They can be exposed to Lyme. They can be exposed to leptospirosis, but their body doesn't care. They tend to not. They don't get sick. They don't get Lyme. They don't get Well, we're studying leptospirosis. We're still on the fence with that, but we don't think they get leptospirosis.
Are cats, do they have less diseases than dogs?
I don't know that they have less diseases. They have interesting diseases, like cat scratch fever. Dogs don't carry that.
I thought
right?
that was a song.
Well,
it is.
Is it a song?
Yeah.
Cat scratch?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But anyway, so what is cat scratch fever? What is that?
That's transmitted by a bacteria called Bartonella, and that's transmitted through the nails of cats, but we also think the saliva, too. So if your cat bites you or scratches you, then you have, and your cat has the bacteria, you have the potential to get
really
sick.
I flare up with that. Cats can scratch you, and I'm just
doesn't
make you feel well. That's true.
What's the best way of keeping, are there any outbreaks of this going on right now?
There have been a couple outbreaks of cryptosporidium over the summer, so pretty recently in August. I think
that's
like
the
said,
drinking
Phoenix
of
in Ohio.
That's the drinking of bad water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And cat scratch fever is intermittent. I mean, it's not like Lyme or cryptosporidium where you have, you know, a area that's clustered with an outbreak. You know, it's just random. Does your cat have it or not?
Well, how do you keep ticks off your dog? How do you keep ticks off your dog?
I use a product called Bravecto. It's a once every 3 month chewable tablet that does fleas and ticks. There's an oral tablet that also does flea and ticks. That's once a month. That one's called NexGard.
That's what we're using now.
Yeah, and those two are my favorite. They're so safe. They are so effective. I never ever find fleas or ticks on my dog.
They taste good too.
I know. I try to get my cats want to eat it. I mean, it's good stuff.
So does Carl. I'm hungry.
That's right. Yeah.
How about this tablet?
Tastes a little bit like strawberry.
Yeah.
We fight over it. Okay.
I think
I don't have any ticks or fleas.
Nice.
Uh-oh, it looks like Wild Kingdom is joining us here in a couple minutes.
We're not sure what animals are here.
Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom is coming in right after
really?
You.
Yes.
Yeah. So you may want to hang out here.
I might want to hang out for
a
little bit.
Yeah. Last time we just, it was owls
not sure who
going
you were.
For it in here.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's interesting.
Hope you didn't bring snakes, though. I'm not sure.
We have snakes.
Do you do reptiles?
I don't. I haven't done reptiles in school.
Yeah.
Can you take a reptile's temperature?
Well, they're, I don't even remember what the name is.
I don't even know if they even have,
stick a thermometer down their mouth?
No, I would think you put one of those things on their head.
Got a call coming in.
You know, because they sun themselves to get warm, so they can't regulate their body temperature.
Okay, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
Well,
my reptile
we're so happy. We're so happy you come once a month to put up with our brand of insanity here.
Yeah.
Because you come in with some really great things. I mean, this thing about the Lone Star Tick, never ever even heard of that.
Is that a caller for our guests? Okay, Ruth, you're live on the air. Do you have a question for the doc?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a real quick question for the doc, and I've been waiting for the weeks before she came on. I take my dogs to the trail, as you know, and every once in a while I let them go into the Sacramento River. And then my dog starts drinking the water and it kind of freaks me out a little bit. Is that okay? My answer off the air.
Thanks, Ruth.
She'll take her answer off the air.
Okay, so I would monitor for diarrhea because that's going to be the first thing you're going to see if they've been exposed to Giardia or Cryptosporidia. Now, leptospirosis, you're probably not going to find so much in the water. But when my dogs drink the water, because it's almost impossible to keep them from doing that.
How do you keep them from doing that on the trail, right? They just run
down
there.
Oh, it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
I know. You know, and I take my dog's paddleboard. Like, we're always around the water.
Right.
Just monitor for diarrhea. If your pet has diarrhea after drinking the water, take them to your veterinarian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should you
do a little scoopy thing so the stool can be...
Oh, if you can bring in a sample, that is great.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? You get a little blue ribbon if you bring in a stool sample from your dog.
It makes me happy when that happens.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And
coming up
is Mutual of Omaha. We have more animal talk this morning. We love all the events that are going on in town, and Mutual of Omaha is supporting an event tonight.
The Wild Animal Kingdom is going to be out at Turtle Bay, but we're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. This is Dr. Kara Tennant, who is from the Cary Animal Hospital. How do people get a hold of you?
Oh, you can call me at 244-2287.
Okay.
Well, thank you for class.
In the hospital. Yeah.
Thank you for class today.
Just her cell phone. If you want to just chit-chat with her.
Yeah.
And Care Animal Hospital is on?
It's on 20 Hilltop Drive.
It's way on the other end up there by right behind the Big Burger.
That's
Bardell's
right.
Big Burger.
Oh, yeah. Well, I give Shepherd can.
You know what, though? They have the best veggie burgers.
Oh,
that's right.
They do. Good to hear. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's always it's a treat and a joy to have you on this segment, and we always learn so much from you. So I'm sure people will be calling you and inquiring more.
Yeah, this is kind of, people are probably thinking, oh, my dog, just like Ruth, that was a good question because she always walks on the trail and those dogs are drinking water. You can't keep them from it, so this is what you need to look for.
Yeah.
And if you ever bring anything in with your dog, bring a stool sample in too. It'll make Kara's day.
Okay, coming up, Wild Animal Kingdom. Let's see what we have in store for us. You may hear a squawk in the background here.
We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Growth of as much as 4% a year. He also says that he would reduce the deficit and create 25 million jobs. As for Hillary Clinton calling many of his supporters deplorable, Trump says that just shows she's out of touch.
She doesn't understand you. I call you hardworking American patriots who love your family and love your country.
As for Hillary Clinton, she was back on the campaign trail yesterday after taking several days off to recover from a bout of pneumonia.
It turns out having a few days to myself was actually a gift. I talked with some old friends. I spent time with our very sweet dogs. I did some thinking.
The highest elected Republican in the land has some advice for Donald Trump when it comes to his tax returns.
I released mine. I think we should release ours.
House Speaker Paul Ryan noting he released his tax information when he ran with Mitt Romney.
I'll defer to Donald Trump as to when he thinks the appropriate time to release his returns. I know he's under an audit and he's got an opinion about when to release those. I'll defer to him on that.
Trump has so far refused to release his returns and at one point said he didn't think anybody cared.
That is correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. European Union leaders today are huddled in Slovakia talking about the future of their union, especially given the recent Brexit vote in which the UK decided to pull out.
It is obvious that after the decision of the United Kingdom to leave from the European Union, the 27 member states must decide what they want to do.
That is European Parliament President Martin Schulz, who says member countries should stick together despite of the recent Brexit vote. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Tesla says it was human error that caused an electrical fire in one of its vehicles.
The automaker says a fire in one of its electric cars in France broke out because an electrical connection had not been tightened properly. The company says usually the electrical connections are installed by a robot. But for this car, the connection was installed manually. Three people aboard the Model S sedan escaped unharmed when it caught fire during a promotional tour last month. The U.S. investigated Tesla in 2013 after two fires in Model S sedans, that closed the investigation after Tesla made changes to the cars. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A heavy rainstorm has caused a major travel disruption in England. A passenger train headed for London hit a landslide and derailed today, injuring at least two people. Several schools and the train station were hit by flash flooding in the process. It's been a down day across the board so far on Wall Street. The Dow leading the downward slide off 96 points and the Nasdaq's down 21. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. Justice Department is asking Deutsche Bank to pay $14 billion to settle an investigation into mortgage-backed securities.
Deutsche Bank has been accused of misleading investors over the quality of financial products based on residential mortgages.
A collapse in the value of these products was a major factor in triggering the 2008 global financial crisis. Several other banks have already settled similar claims for multi-billion dollar sums. However, none comes close to the $14 billion demanded by the Department of Justice. Deutsche Bank insists the claim is simply an opening position in a negotiating process.
That is the BBC's Theo Leggett reporting. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has lost another round in the Swedish court system. An appeals court has upheld a detention order for Assange. He is wanted by prosecutors in a rape investigation. He has avoided extradition to Sweden by seeking shelter at the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012. More on all these stories will be found at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebod. Good morning, everybody. Friday, September the 16th, 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com throughout the world. What's the weather look like, sweetie?
Currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Everybody on this happy Friday, it's going to be a hot day with temperatures around 97. Clear tonight with our lows of 62. Saturday calls for a high of 97. Saturday night with 63 as we progress. Sunday calls for 99. Monday is around 98. Tuesday 93. And you're going to love the temperatures on Wednesday with 88 and Thursday 86. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And our Friday morning segment, Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. What's happening?
Good morning, Carl Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the red this morning as investors digest updates on the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 90 points at 18,122. The S&P 500 off 9 points at 2,137. The NASDAQ composite losing 21 points at 5,228. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 4 cents at 1563 per share. General Electric down 2 pennies at 29.74. JP Morgan Chase off 82 cents at 65.82. For local stocks of interest, Verizon down 11 cents at 51.87. PG&E up a penny, trading at 61.84. Bank of Commerce positive 2 cents at $7.15. Treasuries are fluctuating this morning with a 10-year note price yield 1.68%. And over to commodities, gold is down $6.60 an ounce at $1,310, silver off a nickel at $19.02, and crude oil down 43 cents, trading at $44 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much. Susan, First Vice President of Investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors, 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give them a call, 530-243-7561. This portion of the show brought to you by WellCare MD Talking. This is one of the first practices in Reading that has direct primary care, unlimited visits to your doctor, but for just a flat monthly fee. That's right, a flat monthly fee. You can see your doctor all you want. It's a membership-based primary care practice. You give them a call at 262-6626 or visit them on the web at WellCareMD. Virtual visits via video chat if you want that. After-hours care, close monitoring of chronic illnesses, they have it all. WellCareMD. Now, we've been waiting.
Yay!
For weeks.
Judy Maxwell.
Good morning.
Of course, Judy Maxwell Insurance and all that you do for our community.
Yeah.
You're amazing. And you tie in with Mutual of Omaha every year and bring us this great big surprise.
Oh, absolutely. I am so excited to be here with the new host, Stephanie Arney. She's the new host of the Wild Kingdom. And so she travels all over and brings educational events here all the time. So welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you know what? We just love this. I tell you what, we get a lot of animals in here. We have Haven Humane every week. But we've had other animal groups come through here, and like
uh-oh.
I said, that there's been deposits from almost every animal I can think of here on this deposits here. And then dogs come in here and lay on the floor, and they roll on our floor, and they say, "Well, why are they doing that?" I said, "Might have something to do with the pygmy goats that were
but
just here."
I'm not sure we've ever seen in the little black box these humongous, these enormous. Are they the largest in the world?
Yeah, these are the Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Hissing?
Hissing, yeah, yeah. So, first of all, they're from Madagascar. They're only found there.
Hissing, honey, hissing.
And the reason why they get their name Hissing is because they actually have...
Are you going to pull it up to the microphone?
Yeah, we'll let it speak.
Okay.
We'll see. I don't... I'm
this
sure
is a, this, okay, if I, I should take up Facebook. What is it, 3 inches long?
Do you have your do you have your camera there, Jared?
Okay,
get your camera
here we go.
Out.
Here
start
go.
Taking photos,
wait,
buddy.
Do you hear that?
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Turn
it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it one more time.
Turn that up, Jared. There it is.
There you go.
That it's one. A hissing cockroach that's about.
What's that? Okay, why do
like
they?
The
why
size
do they hiss?
Of your palm.
Yeah, it's about. It fits the whole middle section of my hand, and the spiracles here, these little dots.
Yes.
Those are actually little tiny holes, and that's where they breathe through. And so they, when they get freaked out, their defense is to make a hissing noise. And actually, in the wild kingdom, most animals, their defense is either they look big or they make a loud sound, and usually it scares predators away. So that's
that
their kind of way of
away.
Doing it. Mm-hmm. So what they'll do is they'll shoot air out of those little tiny holes, and that creates
does it
that
stink?
No,
oh,
nope,
okay.
Not smelling that my smell.
It's not a stinky hisser.
Nope, they don't smell.
You
but
do like Linda does. Linda smells everything. So
oh, no,
this,
I
this,
do.
Smell
I'm
the,
not smelling smell the cockroach.
Smell
no,
the cockroach.
Smell
the cockroach.
I'm not doing it.
Smell the cockroach.
My nose is not going up to that cockroach.
I will say the ones
I'll
from Texas, the ones in Texas are about that size, too.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, I can't do it.
What does it taste like?
No way.
Well, they're full of protein.
Full of protein. That's what I understand. It's one of those things on our survival.
So
eat anything that moves.
Remember Hill Doggo. When they ate the cockroaches to survive, yeah.
Right. So this animal can climb, they can get anywhere, right? They have these incredible legs with
locusts.
Little tiny hairs and little tiny grasping appendages on it to help them to climb up trees. And but most of the time they're going to spend their time on the bottom of the forest floor, and their big job, their important purpose is to be composters. They go through and they eat detritus, eat dead, dying organic material, and they turn it and help it turn back into soil. So it's very similar to like worms. Not exactly the same, but they are helping to keep our soil and our forest floor nice and healthy so our plants
can
grow.
Because in God's world, everything has a purpose.
Absolutely.
Even a hissing cockroach.
Well,
and it's fabulous, but we're going to learn. We're going to learn now. We have more animals.
Yeah, well, okay, but let's talk about why you all are here.
Oh, we have two wonderful, wonderful days, fun-filled days. We're going to be at Turtle Bay at several performances there. And there's school performances and to the members. And then at 3:30, there's one open to the public and to the members. And Stephanie's going to be there with the animals, and that's going to be really cool. But it's also going to be with Turtle Bay Animals. And then tomorrow, we're going to be all day at Slide the City. And we have presentations going on from 1 to 3:30 inside the Fellowship Hall there at their First Presbyterian Church. And then we are going to be there in her photo booth right there right in front of the slide. So it is going to be a fun-filled weekend.
Which is going right past our house.
I know.
We have a landing strip for people that might hit a little bit too fast, and they kind of like bounce off, and they can land at our house.
Well, we're going to be landing there. All I
right.
will tell you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You might have to come in and have a toddy and then head on back out there. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
And we've got more animals with Stephanie Arney, and these are going to be pets and animals that you can see at the Wild Animal Kingdom show at Turtle Bay, as well as tomorrow at Slide the City. We're fascinated. I can't wait to hear more about your background. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated on Larkspur there. John and Sarah have a wonderful wonderful shop there. You can buy any type of long gun or pistol that you're looking for, plus ammo. Classes on concealed carry. This is Northern California here. Okay, this is what we do up here. You know what? They can, if you're looking for concealed carry or hunter safety classes, they have it. Great gunsmiths. You're talking about a local store that can meet or beat the big box store prices. Bastiani Arms.
Target shooting.
Give them a call, 222-8222, or stop by 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages.
In your patio,
Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Walk in the Park. With a Pomeranian, a Dachshund, a Golden Retriever, and a Pug, Brandon always has his hands full. No matter where he goes, he can always rely on Tri-Counties Bank service with solutions, even when he's on the run. He can easily fetch the cash he needs at more than 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs nationwide, make smartphone check deposits in a flash, and check his finances online from a park bench while the dogs check out the squirrels. With convenient access to his accounts, branches throughout Northern and Central California, and real bankers to call 7 days a week, Brandon's finances are a walk in the park. Over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, mobile and online banking, service that's always by your side. For personalized problem solving anywhere, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Hey, it's Friday, the 16th of September. It's 55 degrees out there, going up to 97 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods out there on corner 299 in Deschutes. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. You can get anything you want. They have over 300 different kinds of beer. Wow. I mean, my staff is so happy.
That is not enough.
Well, it's 300, so it's, but you have to rest. You have to rest every so often. Mighty Fine Foods, corner of 299 in Deschutes. Great place. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner out there. Their own butcher, Kyle and Ed DeFore. Kyle, of course, runs our sports department and has got the game tonight between Lassen and Foothill. Out at Palisadro tonight, starting at 7:30.
Live
right
broadcast.
Here on KCNR 1460. Hey, we're here with, of course, Judy Maxwell, who we all love, everybody loves in this town, and Stephanie Arney,
Maxwell
who is
Insurance.
The host of the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Wild Kingdom. And you'll be at Turtle Bay tonight with a show from 4 to 6. Right?
3:30.
Excuse me. Okay, tell us once again that tonight the animals that are coming on and the hissing cockroaches, of course.
That's it. Just the hissing cockroaches. We're dedicating a whole hour.
And we know we have something around the corner that's coming in that we're a little like, what's next?
Do you know what this animal is?
This is a lemur.
Yeah, this is a lemur.
He's got his tongue like he wants to lick. I'm not sure. Okay, so he's okay.
Yes, so this is a female brown lemur. She's 40 years old.
40?
Yes, 40 and still beautiful. And
how old do lemurs live?
We love that they're 40 and beautiful. Go, girl. Go, girl.
How old do they live? I don't want to say it, but it's around 40.
In human age, that's 432 years.
Well, the fur is beautiful, and that's why you're saying that. They almost became extinct.
That was kind of a joke, actually. No, they're almost extinct because they're losing their habitat in Madagascar. This is another animal that's endemic to Madagascar, and because of agricultural and lumber and all the resources that people are wanting from Madagascar, they're losing their home. And it's not just this species, but there's several species of lemurs that are struggling there. And they all range from the mouse lemur, which is really small, up to the to some of the largest lemurs, like the ringtail lemur, brown lemur, the sfaka. I always say that name wrong. Very large animals. They're prosimians, so they're in the primate family. But they're just a little bit different. They make some very unusual noises. If we can get lucky here, okay. We can see if she'll make them.
Were you tickling it or something? It was just like,
while I'm at it, can I lick your nostrils?
I didn't get the photo of their nose up your nose. Or her
tongue up his nose. Look at that. I like your eyes when you do that.
Okay.
So what Gabe's doing, our animal handler from Wild Things, he has Samantha, the 40-year-old brown lemur, has been caring for her for a really long time.
Wow.
And when lemurs come together, they greet each other in many different ways. But one way is that they smell and lick each other's faces and nostrils.
Okay. But more people should do that.
Yes. Imagine if humans did the things that that animals did for courtship and greeting. So I walked into a bar. And
hi, Judy. Like me now?
What the lemur was doing was sticking its tongue all the way up, gave the animal handler's nostrils.
Okay. We'll see that tonight.
You're lucky.
Not only that, we're going to put this on our website, on the front page, in the Senate, so we can see all these kind of things that are going on today.
And lemurs are, obviously, you just saw that, lemurs are extremely good jumpers. So being a prosimian in the primate family, they're extremely good at jumping. They're arboreal, so they can spend a lot of time up in the trees. And that's the main reason for that is because they have a predator called the fusa or fasa, however you want to pronounce it. And so at night, they try to go as high in the trees as possible to not get eaten in the middle of the night. And they'll eat pretty much fruits, seeds, plants, a variety of different foods.
But I pretty much do that myself.
How long do lemurs live to be?
Well, remember I said she's 40.
Right.
So, and she's on. Fortunately, it's 40.
Oh, okay. So
she's
but she looks pretty healthy.
She's
how about in the wild?
And how long have you had her?
About 28 years.
28 years. So that's like that's a big time baby. You know, she's happy. She's not going to leave you for a while.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, how
you
long
can lick
they...
you know, somebody's nose like that? You're going to stick around for a while.
Yep. In the wild, they might not live as long because everybody has this idea that the world out there is like Disney, that everything's like perfect and wonderful. But nature's rough, right? They have predators. There's diseases. There's habitat destruction, pollution, all that. So most animals don't survive as long out in the wild. But you have an animal that's in a facility, been rescued, or they're an animal ambassador, typically they're taken care of really well by their experts, and they have vets that are constantly taking care of them as well. So they're pretty lucky.
Well, you know, but they're in danger now of becoming extinct because of the habitat problem.
Yeah, because of habitat. I mean, there's 7 billion of us on this planet, and we're all competing for the exact same resources. And sometimes, you know, we want to survive better, so we will do whatever we got to do, and it affects other animals.
Don't they, a lot of places you see in some of the nations that have endangered animals, we put a lot of money into it to buy preservation areas. Have they got any of those in Madagascar?
Yeah. Yep. So a lot of people are stepping up and making sure that they can protect certain forests, but you can't protect all of them.
No.
And Madagascar is pretty cool because there's so many different ecosystems and it's a huge island, but there's several different types of forests and lemurs that live just in that one little space. And so if we wanted to save every species from extinction, you'd have to protect a small part of probably seven different small habitats or small ecosystems within Madagascar.
Wow.
But thankfully, there are definitely people over there.
That are stepping up. People are buying like rainforest and buying all these places.
And there's researchers from all over the world. That's one reason why we have zoos. We have animal ambassadors that help raise compassion and awareness about animals. And then also the funds help raise funds for conservation and pay for our researchers here in the U.S., to go to these countries and take all their skills and knowledge and put it to really, really good use to help save the animals out in the wild.
Let's talk zoos. I mean, people go, they don't like zoos. Oh, they're keeping the animals. Well, some people don't. Yeah. But they're a vocal minority a lot of times.
Of course they are.
And they don't realize all the good things that can happen, like you just said. And I think people need to understand that.
Yeah. So my biggest request is that just always do your research. You know, I think with zoos, I wish that for, you know, especially 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, I wish that that we would have been able to do more tours behind the scenes so people could see the amount of research that's happening, that they could see the amount of rescue and rehab that's going on. That stuff is so incredibly important. I wish people could see the numbers and the amount of people that are helping to donate and fund and volunteering because of these personal interactions with these animals. A lot of the animals that are born in zoos are animal ambassadors, and they're doing an incredible job of raising awareness. And most, like your animals at home, they're definitely not pets, but like your animals, they don't know any different. They don't know what this elusive wild is, and here they're being cared in these facilities. They're being cared for by some of the brightest and best and most compassionate people. And I think I don't want to speak on behalf of all of us in our field, but you know, a little bit hurt, to be honest, because this is our passion. This is what we do. And, you know, there's a lot of really vocal people out there that have not been able to go behind the scenes and see all of those things that are happening. And if you don't, then, of course, you would just see an animal in a habitat. And then, obviously, we're emotional beings, so it kind of takes us over.
Right.
And then, you know, we read different things and see different things, and they're not always from credible sources. So I'm telling you that these accredited zoos and facilities are doing amazing work. And if we lost them, we would lose funds and awareness that is just instrumental to the survival of animals in the wild.
Before we get to our next animal that we'll be able to, well, you all in the North State will be able to see tonight at Turtle Bay, or late this afternoon in Turtle Bay. I'd like to ask you, or we're curious about you, Stephanie. You know, let's talk about, you're so passionate. Tell us a little bit about your history.
I grew up in the Midwest, and my parents were in horticulture, and so I was always taught about nature, and so I spent a lot of time outside playing, a lot. My friends would be playing Barbies, and I would, you know, try to take this snake or toad and be like, oh, my snake's going to eat your Barbie, and I didn't. It's hard for me to keep girlfriends. I've always been extremely fascinated with the natural world. I always felt a part of it.
What a fit, this job.
Absolutely.
It's not really a job, I bet, for you. It's a passion.
No, this is my passion. This is my life. I knew since I was three that this is what I was born to do. And I live for it. I really do. And I've traveled the world. I've been I've been to Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Borneo, I already said that, Thailand, Japan, all doing work, living off of God knows what, like ramen noodles in my 20s.
In order to
just get more experience and see the big picture of what's really happening. At first, it was just being obsessed with an animal, but now I want to know what their part is.
Have a global awareness.
Yes.
Part of, like, a degree or just working with it?
My degree is focused on human-animal behavior, so it's a biology psych background. But now I've been able to work in a zoo facility. I've been able to work with rescue and rehab. I've been on grounds rescuing sea turtles and orangutans and pulling plastic out of sea turtles and sharks. And, you know, after every job and I think every niche within our field, I now see that there's a global issue here. We can sit and be upset with, you know, a zoo, for example, but really the big issue is us and our consumption on a daily basis. And I've been able to see it. I've been able to see that we're losing habitats because of our demand for certain ingredients. We're a lot of animals are struggling because of pollution, and it's because of our obsession with single-use plastics. So we can point fingers at whomever we want to, but honestly, it's kind of our fault.
There's literally thousands of acres in the ocean. It's just all plastic.
It's about 700
like million tons, I think, is the quote.
It's floating around.
Floating around in the ocean. We have more ocean plastic than we actually have fish, because we're taking all the fish from the killer whales that are out there. Nobody ever talks about that. You know, people want to point fingers at SeaWorld and not see actually what SeaWorld is accomplishing with their dollars and their education. But really what's going on is our plastic is killing a lot of stuff out there. It's leaching into our ocean, leaching into our food, because we're part of that food web. And then also we're taking all of their fish, too. So that's just a perspective. I wish that people would step back and just have a little think about that. And so for me on a daily basis, there's times where I wake up so angry and I'm like, why can't we change? But then I realize that we're animals, too, and we're still trying to sort this stuff out. And we have to be compassionate and forgiving with ourselves. Yeah. And every day just do something a little bit different to make the world a healthier place for animals and you.
Great. I'd love to see a documentary. Somebody should, that's listening, put it out there. Just put it out to the universe. It needs a documentary on plastics. I have no problem with banning plastics. And we got to, you know, anyway, so that's a whole other subject matter. We do have to take an early break. And when we come back, we have more animals.
Yay!
And we're very excited about it.
This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. If you're looking for a place to... that will meet your budget on window coverings, it's Budget Blinds. Jerry and his people over there. And if you're looking for the solar shields, it keeps your house warm. I mean, keeps your house cold, keeps the heat out. This is solar shades that you can get here and that REU may actually even give you a rebate on. But just the window coverings that they have, such a large selection, and what great people that come in there and sit down with you, spend a lot of time with you, finding exactly what you want at very reasonable prices. That's Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or check them out on budgetblinds.com. We're here with Judy Maxwell, of course, Maxwell's Insurance and Mutual of Omaha, and also Stephanie Arney, who is the host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, and she's had all types of little wild animals in here, and we're going
to
have more. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
True rock and roll legend, Eddie Money live in concert. Friday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see Eddie Money perform his timeless hits such as Baby Hold On To Me. Two Tickets to Paradise. I Wanna Go Back and Take Me Home Tonight. Not only can he write, sing, and play, but he's a natural performer. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. Ask any concert goer, and they'll tell you that he retains his signature style and performs with passion. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Eddie Money.
Eddie Money.
Live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, September 16th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21. To attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 8:33 in the morning here on Friday, September the 16th. Only two more working days until Monday. 57 degrees going up to 97 today. You know, it's still warm enough. Don't leave any carbon-based objects in your car. It'll get real hot, and they'll be hurting. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air.
Okay, it is now.
Alliance Heating and Air. This is if you have problems with your air conditioning or your heater, make sure you give them a call. They're the best in the North State, and they've helped us in a lot of trouble when it was 115 and our air conditioning went out. Who was there? Alliance Heating and Air.
Came in, brought in portable air conditioners, everything. You can't get any better than that. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right. Hey, we're here with, of course, Judy Maxwell, our favorite lady of insurance at Maxwell Insurance. And, of course, and she brought with her our new favorite person, Stephanie Arnie, host of the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, who's bringing in animals, hissing cockroaches and lemurs that leap.
Yep. Yes,
leaping lemurs.
Leaping lemurs.
And now we've got something else.
Yep, this one, it looks a little bit different.
Yeah, around the corner, we're seeing it for the first time. Oh!
So this is, actually, I want you to guess about what this animal is. Not many people. Describe it and then guess what it is.
Well, it looks like another form of lemur.
That's a very good guess.
And it likes to hang upside down and has beautiful fur, little tiny ears, long tail.
This is a kinkajou. Kinkajous are from South America. They are related to raccoons. So I know it kind of looks like a lemur.
I was going to say kinkajou.
Blame you. Yeah, totally. You know it, right? So kinkajous, my goodness, what, like maybe 10 pounds, if that?
Ooh. They really like to...
How much is... 10 pounds, brown fur, really short, thick fur. And the reason for that is they are arboreal. They spend a lot of time up in the trees. That's why they're so agile, have really strong appendages and really strong fingers and a prehensile tail to help wrap and grasp around the tree branches. And so when they're running around, they're looking for fruits and flowers.
Okay.
And they are nocturnal. And if they do happen to, let's say it's like dawn or dusk and the bees are awake and they're trying to get at honey, let's say, and the bees were trying to sting and attack, they would sting into fur and it wouldn't even faze the kinkajou. So it is an amazing protective adaptation.
Wow.
And they also, like we said, they love fruit. So why don't you let him try some fruit here? This is Nike, by the way.
Nike likes bananas.
You know, he's grabbing a hold with his like little paws.
And he's upside down.
Gabe
is acting like a tree branch. And if you look at Nike's feet, check out Nike's back feet.
Oh, yeah.
They actually can rotate forward and backwards. Your cat cannot do that.
No.
And this allows the kinkajous to be able to go up and down trees, allows them to hang upside down and eat a banana.
So they're built that when they swallow, they're swallowing upside down.
They can swallow upside down, yeah. They're just a complete talented animal, that's for sure. Let's see if we can hear
it
eating.
It's called a kinkajou.
A kinkajou.
That's so cute.
Yeah. That's not me, I promise.
No.
And kinkajous also
gob chewer.
They have 4 to 6 long, 4 to 6 inch long tongues.
Ooh. Now, how long?
I want to see.
Oh, no, you don't. How long is our animal trainer? Is this another animal or a pet that you've had for years?
None of these are actually pets. I know that's a word we want to use because that's what's kind of confusing with animal ambassadors, I think,
trainer.
For a lot of people.
You're a trainer.
He is a trainer. He is an expert
handler.
At these animals, and he does not treat them as though they're pets.
Right. They don't run around the house and hang out on the back of the couch.
Exactly. None of these animals live in his house. It's not like a dog. However, they do have their own habitats that are fit to match this animal's behavior.
Okay.
And because they are trained to be around humans, that's where we want to make them as comfortable as possible in front of humans, which takes a lot of practice. Not anybody can just do that.
Right.
So a lot of these animals also have really crazy stories where somebody saw that and was like, well, I want to have this animal. If they can do it, then I can do it.
Okay.
And they get them, and then they realize very quickly that it's hard to train a dog, let alone a kinkajou or an animal or a parrot.
And that's what people, and you read this all the time. They get an exotic pet, and they have no idea what they can, how to take care of them or what they're going to do. And this one, seems like it's a, he's loving all over his trainer and all that. But Nike goes back into his habitat when he gets back home.
Absolutely.
In fact, where is he from? Where are you all from?
We're in the Colfax area.
Oh, in the Colfax?
So, yeah, Wild Things is a rescue center based out of Colfax. And okay. primarily we travel to school groups and speak to school kids.
Wow.
Okay.
Now,
right.
what, as far as like litter, did you, what, when they have babies, how many at a time, and is it a litter or what?
They have one to two babies.
Okay.
Yep, and they hang around them. Very similar to a raccoon here in North America. They would spend a lot of time with mom learning how to climb, learning how to hunt, and prevent predation.
Are they endangered?
No, there's more than enough kinkajous out there. Yeah. So if you go to even maybe a little bit up in Central and South America, you will see them, kind of like sloths. You'll see them up in the trees. They'll be a little bit harder because they are nocturnal, so you'd have to probably go with a guide that knows where they're at to see them.
Did you bring the sloth in?
No sloth today.
What other kind of animals are we going to be seeing?
Oh, right. So the next animal is actually not as furry. It's a reptile. It's a black-throated monitor.
I knew that.
Oh, you knew it. God, you were so good. Do you want to be the host of Wild Kingdom? I don't even know why I'm here.
I lie a lot.
It's a black-throated monitor.
If you had said a blue-tongued monitor, I would have gone, I knew that.
Yep.
Because I hadn't even seen it yet. Okay.
So it sounds like a bad motorcycle. Ah! No, you can stay right there.
Doesn't it look like a dinosaur?
Oh, my God.
Look at it's a reptile, scaly skin. This one is pretty large, actually. It's like the monitors are the second or third largest of
my brother had iguanas, and they got huge.
Yeah, iguanas can get really huge too.
But this is like an iguana on steroids.
Yeah, this is a pretty. How heavy is he, Gabe?
About 16 pounds.
That's a pretty good sized lizard.
I mean, it's his. What do you want to call it?
He's beautiful. His
he does look prehistoric.
Yeah. So this lizard is, like we said, it's 16 pounds. They spend a lot of time on the ground, but they're also incredible climbers, and they're extremely quick, and they have really long claws. It reminds me, do you remember that racer, that Olympic, speed racer woman that had really long fingernails? Do you remember her?
Oh, yes.
It was always a little bit gross and creepy. Well, this is, his are not gross and creepy.
Joiner, yeah.
Yeah. He has really long claws to help him get up the trees, and for digging as well, they have this really huge tail that actually, it's armor. It's really thick plates here on the top, and that acts as kind of like a sword, really.
They pretty wipe you out.
To defend themselves. Yeah. Like any other reptile, they have ears, they have eyes, they can stick out their tongue. It's very similar to, not consistent like a snake, but they do stick out their tongue mm-hmm. as
do they
well.
Also split tongue. Do they also sense heat and all this with their tongue, or is it
what he's doing is they have a Jacobson organ, which is right back here in the back of his throat, and so when he's sticking his tongue out, he is smelling. He's grabbing particles in the air. Mm-hmm. And so when I breathe, we just picture air, but really we're releasing these little tiny molecules, right? So he picks those up on his tongue, and then drives it to the Jacobson organ.
There's a scale, a floating scale. That's all right. We'll leave a monitor.
Peeling.
It's okay. We got a monitor scale on the floor in here.
I thought we'd had another first here. Well, it is a first. A monitor scale. I thought we had
an
monitor deposit
scale.
There, but it's not. Okay.
Oh, no. Do we have
something else? Do we have another one out there?
Oh, okay.
So we got a few more minutes.
Oh, the monitor is huge. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys.
So while we're waiting for Gabe to grab one last animal, I just want to let you guys know that, we are back. But instead of being on TV, we decided to try something new, and we brought a Wild Kingdom back online. So if you want to watch the 3 years of online, instead of calling them episodes, we call them webisodes, because it's a web series.
Okay.
And so you can go to wildkingdom.com and or you can go to our YouTube channel. Just type in Wild Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not only will you see short clips from 15 seconds to 6 minutes long of myself with leopards and manatees and sharks and snakes and kangaroos, but you can also get really nostalgic, and you can see 30 years of episodes with Marlon Perkins and Jim Fowler. And my goodness, if you watch that today, you're going to laugh so hard, because it is so funny to watch those guys and the things that they're jumping out of helicopters on a moose in the water. What are they doing?
I hope you have the Johnny Carson episodes.
I've seen the one Johnny Carson episode that it's crazy. So 3 years of doing this, my favorite part of this job is going up to people and just saying, do you remember Wild Kingdom? And they're like, every Sunday night. I would sit with my family after dinner, right?
Yeah.
Just these great memories. And the one memory everybody recalls is Marlon being in the studio while Jim's out wrestling an anaconda, right? All of you in your cars right now are going, yeah, that's it, that's it. So, yeah, I do. Johnny Carson did help create an incredible memory.
Well, we hope today on KCNR 1460 that you've had quite a visual. Coming in the studio right now, let's see if we can describe this. We are talking about a 60-pound porcupine?
Not even that. 25.
No way.
He's still a baby. His name is Quilliam. This is Quilliam Shakespeare.
Turn this down a little bit out here. You're blowing my ears
out. You never get to see him live, but is that, they have ears.
Yeah, and their ears look exactly like human ears, don't
really?
They? You should touch it. They're really soft.
He's not going to all of a sudden have...
No, he's totally fine. He's a really cool porcupine. So this is not a North American porcupine. This is a Indian crested porcupine,
okay.
And there's also
that's
African
cool.
crested. And all of them,
they have ears just like
all porcupine, yeah, all porcupines are in the rodent family. So if you look, they kind of have a guinea pig beaver face, and then as Gabe likes to say it, they're covered in a hula skirt. That's what this is here. So their quills, unlike the North American, that's brown, and you can't see as many of the quills because there's so much fur. On the Indian and African crested porcupines, their entire backside is black and white striped, like banded quills that come from their back end. And this porcupine will double in size. They get actually really large. And they have an awesome mohawk here.
Yep.
are those quills too? Or is that hair?
Everything you're looking at right now is all hair. Even quills are hair. It's just modified hair. So they're much thicker. It's made out of keratin just like our hair and our fingernails. So they're just made a little bit thicker.
Uh-huh.
And obviously they're really pokey at the end. And a lot of people think that porcupines actually can shoot out these quills, but they cannot. That's what Looney Tunes likes
making
to try
noise.
To do this,
is that
right?
Making noises? Sir?
Yep. Yeah. Do you want to try to hear? Now he's going to get all quiet. Do you hear this? That's the quill shaking.
Those are the quill shaking.
So what happens is, let's say he's walking around and a big cat comes and finds him. He is going to first open up his quills to look really large. I'm too big for you to eat. And then the animal will still try to come up and it'll get poked in the face. It's not shooting. When he gets poked, just like any other hair, it pulls out. It comes out as the cat backs up. But if the cat still doesn't give up, that's when they shake their quills. And then the animal's like, whoa, it looks big. It looks pokey. It feels pokey. You know, it sounds really scary. And so not many animals try to eat porcupines. Pretty rad, huh?
Yeah. And so how long have you had this one?
Python
the animal handler. Have you had?
He's only 5 months old.
Oh.
He's just a youngster, yeah.
25 pounds. He's going to get up to 50 then.
Yeah,
maybe more.
He'll be very large.
Wow. Okay, now what did they eat?
Anything. So they'll go. They're not meat eaters or anything, but they'll roam around the ground, and they'll use those claws at the front to dig for roots.
Is that,
roots
is that
and
making
shoots
noise?
And bugs.
Is that you or the porcupine?
No, that's the porcupine.
Okay.
Making a little like he's being held like a baby, and he's kind of being restless. But, you know, but his quills, you keep thinking he's not going to shoot those like darts on the wall.
No, they don't
or
shoot
in my
them.
Face.
No, we like to do this thing at the show that you guys will all see today to prove our point.
Okay, now let's talk about the show one more time because I know y'all have to race out of here. So tell us again what's happening with Mutual
thank
of Omaha.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. Hey, thank you very much for
everybody.
And just name your
Gambler.
Your handler.
Gabe. Yeah, that's Gabe. Yeah,
Gabe.
Gabe from Wild Things.
Gosh, wow.
Wild Things, yeah. And okay. Stephanie, you're amazing.
Oh, thank you. You are too, guys. Thank
all
you.
Right.
So this is what we're doing today. Can you
okay, so we're going to be at Turtle Bay at 10:30. There's a show at 12:30, and that's for members. 3:30 is for members and the public, and that's at 3 o'clock actually. And then we're going to be all day at Slide the City. There's going to be a photo booth that you'll be there and meet and greet Stephanie with some of the animals. And then we're going to have presentations inside the fellowship hall there at the Presbyterian Church, which is where the slide and the block party is going to be. She's going to be there from 10 to 7.
Wow.
And so then the slide is from noon to 7 p.m., and then there's going to be a big dance from 7 to 9 with the band and everything.
Where's the dance going to be at?
Right there in the street. Everything's in the street, right there on Placid, right in front of the Presbyterian Church.
Okay, and the Presbyterian Church you're talking about at the top of Placid?
It's at the top. It's the big pyramid.
It's across from Holiday Market. No.
It's right up on the...
Right up on the street. Got it. On the left-hand side going up to the green. Yes.
Yep. That's right there. And that's where the slide starts there at Orange. There's going to be bouncy houses for kids.
Oh, yeah.
The Army recruiters are going to be there with their climbing wall and all face painting, bands, music, food.
We can walk.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
My dates are the Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
That's So you can go down the slide with one in each hand. If you wanted to, or you
should go down with the porcupine. Everybody will get out of my way.
That's right. Have the porcupine on. Give him his own little rafter to go on down, and then we'll head on down. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Stephanie Arney, who is the host of the Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom, that you can get on
online
and YouTube.
WildKingdom.com. YouTube, type in Wild Kingdom, and then also you can follow myself. It's at Stephanie Arney, A-R-N-E, or Wild Kingdom TV on Facebook, Instagram.
All right. And, of course, Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance, who is our favorite
located
lady.
On Hilltop Drive.
That's right.
How'd they get a hold of you?
221-0441.
There you go.
We
and Gabe,
appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you very much, Gabe, the handler out there.
Yeah.
So calm. And anybody that lets a, I'm not sure, but was it the lemur? Anybody lets a lemur put a tongue 3 inches up your nose, man, you are the man.
You should have let the kinkajou do that with the 6-inch tongue.
It's called a brain cleanse.
That's why we call it a kinkajou.
We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, the best place to get a haircut anywhere. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Domstech for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Redding Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt, up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Riders in the Sky are coming back to Redding's historic Cascade Theater this month for another serving of fun. America's favorite yodeling cowboys will take you on a thrilling ride to yesteryear as they salute iconic star Roy Rogers. Riders in the Sky at the Cascade Theater in Redding, Saturday, September 24th. Take the kids. Take the whole family. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Excitement is building for the 27th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. Over $4 million given to this community. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. 100% of the ticket price goes back to the nonprofit seller. Everyone wins. And you could be the winner of the grand prize, a houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina. Second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of InterWest Insurance. See you there September 25th at 1:30 p.m.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. As you can see,
what happened to our music here,
buddy?
Right.
We have so much going on. We've had animals, hissing cockroaches.
They're gone now.
Lemurs, cockatoo or something chew. Not cockatoo, sounds like a dog.
No, cockatoo is, I'm not sure what that was. It's the Mexican, yeah. It's the equivalent of the American raccoon, but it's the Central American raccoon.
And then you had, African.
Monitor.
Oh, well, that, I forgot about that. By the way, right there is a scale.
I have a scale from the monitor, the black-throated monitor, and it is cool. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster, veteran-owned company. Yeah, Crackmaster. Jeff Worst, down there at 3208 South Market Street. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, you've got it right there. He can fix it, and he guarantees his work. Give him a call at 241-8373 today for an appointment. What a week.
Okay, so I have to share with you what is in the chat room.
I couldn't even.
So this is just, I don't know when this came in, what time, because we've been talking, you know, of course, this morning is we've been in animal heaven. But I know earlier you had discussed something about how you felt about Megan Rapinoe. Well, I think it's important for us to, you know, we love our chat pack and our loyal listeners. This one was, I just have to say, this was from somebody who weighed in.
True. No, it's true. I'm just, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay,
just,
so what a disappointment Megan has become. Using the national team like this. She puts on the uniform with the flag on it, but refuses to stand for its anthem. She could just stay in the tunnel and not come out until after the anthem, or do the right thing and wear uniform.
Not wear the uniform.
Okay.
Well,
so
you know what? And
people are upset.
Yeah, they are. And the thing about it is, and we talked about it already, is it's one thing that if you're working on a professional team to do that, but you're representing the United States. And guess what? A lot of people in the United States are really proud of that flag and what we are and what we've achieved and what we're achieving right now. We can't forget that. And to do something like that is a slap in the face of a lot of people. And frankly, you know, I guess maybe it's because she comes from our hometown, you expect more. Expect better. Not that she can't do it. I mean, that's her right to do that. But let's try not to hijack an event just for your own personal thing. What if I felt like, when you're getting ready to, what if I disagree with what? Anything that I chose to disagree with, and then I'm out there, and one takes a knee for we're being treated wrongly, and I take a knee because the veterans are being ignored, and there's so many veterans dying, and 22 a day for suicide. So obviously, they're not taking care of our veterans. I mean, 22 veterans a day committing suicide. I'm taking a knee. I honor my veteran brothers and sisters. Well, guess what? That's my personal agenda. But I tell you what, it's as just as viable and just as important as anything Colin Kaepernick's doing. And then you've got another one that's doing it because the lemurs are being killed in Madagascar, and we're not doing enough about it. Or there's too much plastic in the oceans. Let's all take a knee for something. I mean, it's ridiculous. After a point, it's ridiculous. It is. And, okay, they have a right to do that. They have a right to do that. Fine. You have a right to do that, but you're not playing. You're not getting paid for this game. You want to do that? And you sure as hell are not ever representing the country again if you want to do that. Sure, you can do that.
Wonder.
Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Jean, good morning.
Good morning.
How are
you?
Yes,
I had a comment to make about all of this taking the knee. If you want to have a position and you want to espouse that on your own time, on your own venue, but when people pay, I've been to several concerts and got up and walked out of one of them. at the Lawler Center in Reno when Bo Diddley started his political rant. We pay to go in and to see the performance. We don't care about your political background and what you believe. Go to the candidates. Go take your position at a rally. But when you're employed by a game, I mean, that would never fly to me in a private company and go in and start espousing your own political views.
Yeah, and you're right, Gene. And I tell you what, because the next one will be because I think that the veterans should be treated better, and you think that the that we're not doing enough for another part of the society, and so we're all taking knees now. I mean, this is, you know, it is not about our personal agenda. That's not what it's about.
Well, like I said, I went to a Neil Diamond concert, and I would have got up and walked out, except my nephew paid for my ticket so I could take his mother, and we went to Sacramento, and that's, you know, and then he started, and that's what I said. That's totally inappropriate. People are paying to see you perform your skills.
I agree.
Not to listen to your
exactly.
whatever your political views, and I don't care if they're conservative or liberal. I don't care. That's not why I came here to listen to.
Right.
I should not have to listen to you say things. It's getting so that you just don't want to watch things, and people are doing that because I just don't want to put up with it. I don't want to hear what they're saying at the Academy Awards or the Golden Globes about how bad our country is and all these other things.
It's inappropriate. Go get to your political candidate of choice.
There it is.
Expound your views at that venue, but don't do that to the paying public who have given you the grace to perform and to go see you perform. Like I said, we were at Lawler Center, and I think about at least a fourth or more got up and started walked out.
Wow.
And this is why I'm gonna agree with you on this particular subject. When Bush was in presidency, I was doing a lot of show business, and of course, you know, a lot of it was country, and so people didn't talk about it. But in Hollywood, they would bash Bush, and we talked about it. We had to be closeted conservatives. But Barbara Streisand, somebody I grew up with, she was my idol in a certain sense, and I learned how to sing through listening to Barbara Streisand albums. I had a chance to go see her, and I knew that this particular time she was going to go out with her concert was because she was going to be campaigning in part of her concert series. So I didn't care if I could go for free. It would make me sick to my stomach to hear her espouse on things that would be political when I just want to hear her vocals.
Right.
And
exactly.
So that's exactly what you're saying. I agree with you, and I just think they should shut their mouths and sing and be glory to the fact that you have this art. It's not a forum to talk about your political beliefs.
Exactly.
Gene,
exactly.
Thank you so much.
And there again, if you're a draw, well, then you can do that to a forum that you can do that.
Yeah.
Where are these guys about Black Lives Matter? How come they're not serving in Chicago, where the black lives are being murdered every weekend? I don't see them out there taking a knee and going out there and serving that. You know, put your body where your mouth is.
There you
go.
And Gene, we have completely gone out of showtime, but thank you for calling.
Great way to close our Friday show.
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much. And on Monday, we're going to have here Julie Winter. We'll be here talking
politics, and this is where we talk politics on those days. Thanks so much, Jared, for being here with us today, Linda.
Game tonight, remember, and we're going to have a great weekend, Mutual of Omaha, Turtle Bay tonight. We've got
Slide
a lot of events. Yes.
So everybody have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down.